I started reporting on Mexican and Guatemalan men working on North Country dairy farms 16 years ago. These immigrants, most without legal working papers, have become crucial to one of the region's biggest industries. They do hard, round-the-clock, dirty work that farmers simply can't find Americans to do at the wage they can afford to pay. All this time, the better part of two decades, the farmers and the workers have been living with illegality in the shadows, mostly restricted to the farms for fear of deportation. Now, President Biden's immigration reform plan is offering a path forward. We scan the politics of it on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by Champlain College Online, helping New Englanders advance their careers with certificates in business, cybersecurity, IT, and healthcare. Champlain.edu/New England.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, February 25th. First up, an organization in the Adirondacks is offering free diversity training for local police departments. The Adirondack Diversity Initiative says the training complies with the state mandate requiring every police agency to address systemic racism and propose new reforms. Emily Russell reports.
Earlier this week, the Adirondack Diversity Initiative sent a letter to every law enforcement agency in the North Country. It laid out the training and materials offered free of charge to the first 60 officers who sign up. ADI's Executive Director Nikki Hilton Patterson says she wanted to take money out of the equation.
Because we understand that the state is really severely underfunding, and also I wanted to remove that excuse, we cannot afford it.
Hilton Patterson says ADI has raised more than $100,000 to pay for the training. They've hired Wrens Consulting, which is a firm run by a Black former police officer from Boston. Hilton Patterson says Wrens will host three training sessions, along with additional online consultations with officers and departments.
Our goal is to provide the consultants who can provide racial bias, microaggression, crisis intervention, training that is culturally appropriate.
Some police departments in the North Country have hired their own consultants to comply with the state's reform mandate. The village of Saranac Lake spent about $11,000 to hire Lexipol, a police consulting firm based in Texas. While ADI's training is free, Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill says it will still cost the county if any of his officers take part.
Train a half a dozen people a day, then those half a dozen people have to be backfilled with overtime. So there's a large cost, whether training is free or not, that we haven't addressed.
ADI and Wrens Consulting are hosting informational sessions in the coming weeks about the training. The deadline for officers to apply is March 12th. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio.
A conservation group has expanded a portion of protected land along Lake Champlain. The Open Space Institute announced yesterday it bought 37 acres on Trombleau Mountain near Willsboro. The plot adds to the nearly 800 acres of forested land in the area that's now protected against development. The Institute's president called the acquisition an important victory for the Lake Champlain watershed. New York's largest farm lobby group supports President Biden's plan for a path to citizenship for people in the country illegally, including hundreds of dairy farm workers in the North Country. The New York Farm Bureau also is pushing to make farm workers eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine. The Farm Bureau held a Zoom call with reporters yesterday, and here's my story. North Country dairy farms have relied heavily on workers from Mexico and Central America for years now. And because there's no federal visa for year-round agricultural work, almost all of them are in the country illegally. President Joe Biden's immigration reform plan, introduced last week, would offer those workers an 8-year path to citizenship. New York Farm Bureau President David Fisher, a dairy farmer from Madrid in St. Lawrence County, says the immigration package is a good starting point.
This is not a new issue for us. It's one we've been discussing for years. We need a comprehensive approach that addresses people who are already working on our farms, as well as the seasonal and year-round needs in the future.
Fisher says the bill should also expand the H-2A agricultural worker visa to include year-round workers like those on dairy farms. The Farm Bureau is meeting with Senator Chuck Schumer this week, who as majority leader backs the immigration package. The Farm Bureau is also meeting with Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Most of her Republican colleagues have signaled stiff opposition to a path to citizenship for people in the country illegally. Asked if she supports citizenship for dairy farm workers already in this country, Stefanik said she supports a narrower bill that offers them limited legal status. The worker would only be able to apply for permanent residency after an unspecified certain amount of agricultural labor for a number of years.
The Biden immigration plan is much more sweeping. It is broad amnesty with $0 for border security, which is really important in a district like mine.
In other priorities, Fisher says the Farm Bureau is also lobbying the state and federal government to make farm workers eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine.
We must protect the health and safety of the essential workers that our food supply relies on in this country.
The Farm Bureau announced other federal priorities for this year in the press call, including normalizing agricultural trade with China and increasing it with other parts of Asia and Europe, and licensing more meat processing plants in New York State. David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio. Okay, let's end with a little sweetness. Full-service gas stations, where you don't have to get out of the car and someone pumps your gas for you, are few and far between in the North Country. Even more rare, the full-service gas station attendant who totally puts a smile on your face. I got gas in Messina one day and put together this herd up north.
Hi.
Hi. Fill it up.
Fill you right up. Yep. And we're going to pay cash.
Hi, my name is Scott Irish. I'm from Messina, New York. We're in Messina, New York. This is a corner of East Orvis and Glen. Very busy corner. And yeah, this is my area 8 hours a day.
Lynn, you're all set.
Thank you, Scott.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll see ya.
Check their oil, windshield wipers, radiator fluid, brake fluid, whatever it may be. Or if someone needs directions.
How's it going today, Monica?
Not too bad.
Yeah. Beating the cold or what?
You gotta do it.
I wonder if I can give someone some kind words for the day, you know, to make their day a little bit better. That's good. I like to start my day that way, you know, with each customer. If you start it happy, it's probably going to end happy.
Fill you right up. Yep. And we're going to pay cash. It's really pretty generic, you know, from one customer to the next as far as what you do. Cash or card. And, yeah.
What are you drinking?
Hot chocolate. One of my customers brought it to me. I'm pretty lucky. Oh, yeah. I receive... Well, from the summertime sodas and hot chocolate and coffee and donuts. And my customers are very kind to me. Very kind, very considerate.
You must know everybody in Missouri.
Well, quite a few.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you have a good day.
You too.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
I like people. I like talking with good people. And we have good customers here.
Hey, George, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you have a nice night. Yeah, we always finish the sale off, you know. Ask a customer, you know, do you want a receipt? Are you good or not? And then try to say the goodbye scenario to make them feel good about the whole transaction. And I try to leave that mark, you know, because I want people to feel good, you know. And this is one place they come and they feel good.
Oh, you need a jump, huh? Be right back and I'll help you.
It's gas station attendant Scott Irish at JAC Tower, the only full-service gas station in Messina. He's so great. I suggest you go get some gas in Messina there. We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Danny Thomas of Canton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.